Practice. Audio 2, page 36. Part 1. Online shopping is booming.
Welcome to American News. I am a reporter. This week on our show, we learn about online shopping in the UK. We have invited Sarah Keane to discuss the topic with us. Thank you for being with us. From what we hear, online shopping is booming in the UK, and Britons are now, more than ever, turning to the internet for all their needs. What can you tell us about this new trend?
According to the Office for National Statistics, the average British online spend is £71 per month, and 62% of Britons shop online. But what do they buy? Well, they spend £12.6 million on health, fitness and nutrition, £12.2 million on mobile phones, £10.9 million on coupons and rewards, £3.6 million on car manufacturers, some £3.1 million on auto parts and accessories, £10.5 million on food and cooking, £3.5 million on parenting and family resources, £7.8 million on insurance, what amounted to £5.3 billion spent online by British shoppers during May 2011.
But how do we explain that British shoppers go shopping online?
71% of the UK online shoppers believe the best deals are online. But would you guess when British shoppers are more likely to buy? Well, apparently, Wednesday at 4 o'clock is peak time for workplace shopping.
Every retailer in the country must provide its customers with online services. Otherwise, they would miss out on opportunities to make money.
Part 2.
That's why I want you now to focus on a case study, Morrison's. Knowing that one in every £10 will be spent online by 2012, it was high time for the supermarket Morrison's to start online shopping operations. Morrison's is the UK's fourth biggest supermarket. In March 2011, Morrison's, the only one of the big four grocers not to have a significant internet business, revealed it had invested £32 million in a 10% stake of a New York-based online grocer.
Should we understand that Morrison's plans to catch up with its web-savvy rivals?
You are exactly right. Morrison's has some catching up to do, and Morrison's.com plans to offer grocery and non-food products, but it will take time to build from scratch. So, clearly, Morrison's is focused on expanding its e-commerce business. Its 10% strategic stake in American online grocer Fresh Direct would help it launch its own website in the future.
But what do we know about Fresh Direct, except that it is based in New York?
Fresh Direct was launched in 2002 and serves 600,000 customers in New York, New Jersey and Connecticut. The deal will see Morrison's chief executive, Dalton Phillips, join the company's board.
According to Kantar World Panel, prices at UK supermarkets are rising faster than expected and will continue to put pressure on households in the coming months. These figures were released in July 2011. Kantar World Panel said grocery prices rose by 4.8% in the 12 weeks to 11th July, compared with a year ago, up from 4.6% in the middle of May. And here I am quoting the newspaper The Independent. What does it mean for online shopping? Is online shopping in the UK affected by inflation?
We could expect a slowdown. As Martin Whittingen, director at Kantar World Panel, said, the increasing inflation rate is putting extra pressure on shoppers' ability to manage their household budgets. With this in mind, we expect the grocery market to slow in the coming months. However, it seems that online sales growth not only beat the depressed high street, but exceeded earlier forecasts by 1%.
I am sure that the royal wedding celebrations played their part.
As a matter of fact, they did. The royal wedding celebrations encouraged Britons to get into the party spirit and British shoppers splashed out £31.5 billion online in the first half of 2011, a fifth more than they did in 2010.
So does it mean there should be a royal wedding every year? Well, thank you, Sarah, for this information. Online shopping is definitely here to stay and might even outrank high street shopping.